Hello, good evening. My name is Susan. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. I'm not selling anything, sir, and I'm not about to ask you for any donations. May I please speak with William?
Oh, this is him.
William, is it okay to take a little bit of time for a survey?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. All right, William, just give me a second. And first of all, do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
Yes.
Thank you. William, generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track? Right direction or wrong track?
Wrong track.
Okay. Now, I would like to ask you some questions about the Levine area of Phoenix. This area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of Gila River Indian Community. William, going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Levine. Is that definition clear, or do you need me to read where the Levine area is again?
No, it's clear.
Okay. Now, this is part of the survey. Sex of respondent, male, female?
Male.
Thank you. And what year were you born, William?
Hold on, put you on speaker.
Sure.
All right, go ahead.
Yes. What year were you born?
1980.
Thank you, William. Okay, we'll continue. Are you or is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Yes.
Okay. Overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Levine? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Good.
Okay. Next, I'm going to read you a list of things that people say will improve the quality of life in Levine. Please rate each item on the scale of 1 to 5, where 1 means that it will do very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means it will do a lot to improve the quality of life. You can use any number from 1 to 5, William. The higher the number, the more it will improve the quality of life in Levine. First statement. More dining and risk and entertainment options. Would that be 1 through 5?
5.
Okay. Second, more good paying jobs.
4.
Okay. Better public transportation options?
2.
Okay. More affordable housing options to rent or buy?
5. 5.
Thank you. Better street and road maintenance?
2.
2. More parks and recreational opportunities?
0.
Okay.
0 or 1? I don't know. Is it 0 or 1? Okay.
It's only from 1 to 5. Okay. Thank you, William. Yeah. The last one is more shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses?
3.
Okay. Thank you. In terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retired, a student, or a homemaker?
I'm employed.
Thank you. And thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levine? Too many, too few, or about the right amount?
Too few.
Okay.
Too few.
Too few? Okay. And would you say, William, that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Levine?
I would say a right amount.
Okay. And thinking about the commercial development, sir, I am going to read to you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. For each, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of the kind of businesses in Levine. Would you like to see more grocery stores and supermarkets? Yes, strongly.
Yes.
Yes, somewhat. Okay. Restaurants, bars, entertainment venues?
Yes.
Strongly, somewhat? Would that be yes?
Somewhat.
Okay. Dollar stores and discount chains?
Yes. What was it?
Yes,
strongly, somewhat strongly.
Actually, there's yes strongly, yes somewhat, and no.
Yes strongly.
Okay. Doctors' offices and hospitals.
No.
Okay. Home goods stores and other retail stores like Target.
Yes strongly.
Okay. Thank you. One moment. We're almost done, William. In your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more of in Laveen? In your own words.
Clothing stores, regular clothing stores like Macy's or the Gap. Well, I'm going to Gap, but clothing specific stores, not like Walmart or Target, but clothing specific stores, shoe specific stores, because there isn't any.
Like, what type of specific stores? Like, you talking about, like...
Like a place you can go to get shoes, a place you can go to get, clothes, you know, like just for fee, or those type of, stores that you go specifically to get shoes or clothing. Like, there's no shoe or clothing stores in Laveen.
Okay. So, I put down clothing stores, like Macy's, Gap, shoe stores, just for fee. Is that okay?
Yeah, Athletic Express, yeah, uh-huh.
Okay. Anything else that you would like to add on here?
Hotels.
Okay.
At least one of them.
Okay, anything else? Oh, you
okay? No, that's it.
Okay, thank you for your time. Switching gears a bit, William, how much of a problem is housing affordability in Laveen? That is to say, how much is it cost to buy or rent a home? Is housing affordability not a problem at all? A slight problem, moderate problem, or fairly big problem, or a very big problem?
Very big problem.
A very big problem?
Yes. It says our rent, like within a year, like $600.
Oh, okay. Okay, so put down a very big problem. Okay. How much of a problem is the availability of housing in Laveen? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Is housing availability not a problem at all, a slight problem, a moderate problem, a fairly big problem, or a very big problem?
Fairly big problem, because housing isn't the problem so much that they don't have apartments or condos really in Laveen. Everything is just houses. I think they have one apartment complex in Laveen.
Okay. Thank you, William. Now, still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read to you a list of different kinds of housing for each. Please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of the kind of housing in Laveen. Would you like to see more multi-family housing like apartments or condominiums? Would that be like yes,
yes
strongly, yes somewhat, or no?
Yes, strongly.
Okay. Single-family detached homes, strongly, somewhat, no?
No.
Okay. Housing options for seniors. Strongly, somewhat, or no?
Somewhat.
Okay. Townhouses or attached homes.
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay. Thank you. We're almost done, William. Thank you for your patience.
Yeah,
how
no
long?
Problem.
Thank you, sir. How long have you lived in Phoenix? Less than 5 years, 5 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, more than 20 years.
Are you talking about Phoenix specifically or Laveen?
It's saying the question is how long have you lived in Phoenix?
More than 20 years.
More than 20 years. Okay. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
Rent my home.
Okay. Now, I am going to read to you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Laveen. Please tell me whether you favor or oppose each one. Now, here's going to be like strongly favor, somewhat oppose, and strongly oppose. The first one is change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings.
Somewhat oppose.
Okay. Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes.
Somewhat opposed. I don't think zoning is the issue. Yeah, somewhat opposed.
Okay. change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings?
If I agree with that, it was strongly.
You have strongly favor,
strongly favor.
There's strongly favor, somewhat favor, and then you have the somewhat opposed and strongly opposed. Okay.
Strongly favor. Yeah.
Okay. Repurpose of replace parking lots with new housing.
Somewhat opposed.
Okay. Thank you. Change zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood.
Strongly favor.
Thank you. Repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing.
Somewhat opposed.
Thank you. Next, finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? High school graduate, non-college post, which is a vocational, technical, trade school, some college.
I got my bachelor's degree.
Bachelor's degree? Okay.
Mm-hmm. No, bachelor's degree.
Okay, thank you, sir. What is your annual household income? Just stop me when I get to the right amount. Less than $25,000, $25,000 to $50,000, $50,000 to $75,000.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Perfect. Now, and finally, strictly for verification purposes, by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Yes, Patrick. Well, it's William, but I go by Patrick.
Okay. So it's
William Patrick Wilkes.
Okay. Thank you, sir. One second here. And perfect. This concludes our survey. Thank you so much for being so patient and for helping out. We appreciate your participation. You have a wonderful evening, William. Thank you.
You as well.
All right. Take care.